The bearers of glad tidings.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the time he passed away, he has left behind him no books that he has written. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not author any books. He did not write down 10,000 documents or 10,000 books, but he has carved Quran in the hearts of 10,000 men. Ibn Taymiyyah says, what can my enemy do with me? If they put me in jail, that's time for me to make dhikr to Allah. If they exile me, that will be time for me to contemplate in the creation of Allah. If they kill me, I become a shaheed. So what can they do with me? The greatest military general you will find is Khalid bin Walid. The greatest businessman, Uthman ibn Affan. The greatest of the shuhada, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. So Rasulullah says, if the ummah is placed on one side and Abu Bakr on the other side, his iman is heavier than everybody else. So that's what Rasulullah ﷺ. The greatest scholars came out of this ummah. The greatest mujahideen came out of this ummah. The greatest shuhada came out of this ummah. The greatest zuhad and ubbad came out of this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. This is the greatest ummah brought forth to mankind. We might go into low points. We might deviate from the straight path at certain times. We might slack. But at the end of the day, this remains to be the greatest ummah that was brought forth to humanity. This ummah, as Rasulullah ﷺ promised, it will be revived in every qarn, every century. There will be a revival in this ummah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ Allah has promised to those among you who believe and work righteous deeds, that He will, of a surety, grant them in the land inheritance of power, as He granted it to those before them, that He will establish in authority their religion, the one which He has chosen for them, and that He will change their state after the fear in which they lived to one of security. Every generation after them, they came and they lived in an established Islamic system. But now we have the golden opportunity of doing what the Sahaba did. Therefore, that will make the generation that will do that the most similar generation to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that's why Rasulullah says, I wish that I can meet my brothers. So the Sahaba said, aren't we your brothers? Rasulullah said, no, you are my ashab, you are my companions. But my brothers are going to be the people who will come at the end of time. And one of them would wish that they could see me, even if it's going to cost them their wealth and family. Just getting a sight, a glimpse of Rasulullah ﷺ is more valuable to them than everything else. Islam always rises. Al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la alayh. Islam is always higher and nothing goes above it. So again, if you don't see this happening, then one needs to question not the promise of Allah, but one needs to question the iman. If you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will not be disgraced. If you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will succeed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was telling the people from the early days in Mecca, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Say, there is no God but Allah and you will be successful. Following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the ultimate success. Allah has promised al-mu'minun protection. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Verily Allah will defend from ill those who believe. So Allah has promised the believers protection. If they didn't get it, then that means there's something wrong with their iman. So we have to revive that confidence back. So dear brothers and sisters, look at what Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised. Because you're born on fitra. You're born on fitra. And fitra is Islam. It is as if you're given an invitation. The application is handed out to you. Some of you would sign on and accept that invitation, and some of you will discard it.